And we're live.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Building Your Wellness Brand Within Your Community. I'm Dr. Alan Weinstein with my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross. Today's episode is brought to you by Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be, and Community Wellness Day. Every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. And The System, the official marketing program for healthcare professionals everywhere. And, of course, the VIP app, the only official application that allows you to bring your live Hangouts to the iPhone, iPad, Samsung devices, Android devices, and desktop. Our apps are so good that people are going to want to lick them. Today, our show is Community Health Program Interview with Dr. Terry Tomlinson, a leading health and wellness business authority. Let me tell you a little something about Terry, and then I'll turn it over to Dr. Randy. Dr. Terry Tomlinson has been studying natural medicine for more than 30 years. She is a board-certified naturopathic doctor, a master herbalist, a certified natural health professional, and a certified informed coach, which I don't even know what that is. In September of this year, she was honored with a Higher Achievement Award for board-certified naturopathic doctors in Las Vegas, Nevada. Terry has owned and operated holistic spas for 18 years, developing a client base of more than 5,000 customers. Currently, she manages 4 family businesses and is the number one distributor of Via Viente in the world. Dr. Tomlinson owned and operated holistic spas. I think this is in here twice. It is in there twice. That's interesting. I'm only reading this, folks, so don't blame me. I didn't write it. Recently, she was contracted by an ophthalmologic pharmacy that was losing $250,000. Is this number right? $250,000 a month. And they hired her to try to save her business. And she went in, implemented a new business model, and in just 90 days, the company was turning a profit. If you ever heard the expression, everything they touch turns to gold, this is who they made the expression about. She has a wealth of knowledge on how to be successful in any business. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Randy. Dr. Randy, take it away.
Well, thank you, Dr. Allen, and I will take the blame for if your type was not proper for you to read. I have to tell you, every single time I see that picture of the girl licking the iPhone, it just makes me laugh, and it always takes me a little while to recover from that for some reason. So that's talk about a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, I am very excited to have the guest that we have today. Terry and I have been friends and worked together in a company years ago for about 10 years now, and she's always someone that inspired me, loved learning from. You know, she's so confident and successful in everything that she does, and she's just one of these people that really kind of, you know, makes it all simple to understand and makes sense. It's just, you know, just do this, and this is what happens. So I'm really glad to have Terry here today. So I know that you are super busy, so Terry, I want to thank you for being here with us today, and Dr. Allen and I want to welcome you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited to be on this call today.
So Terry, you know, one of the things that we really focus on in what we do and in these hangouts is, you know, irregardless of what kind of business you own, and most of our viewers and most of the people that, you know, join us from time to time are something within the healthcare profession. We always try and tie it back to how important it is to build relationships. Really in any kind of business, but I think it's something that's often lost on health professionals. So talk a little bit about why you think the process of building relationships is so important to professionals building their business and having that long-term success.
Well, I guess to me, a lot of times people go into an industry for the money, you know, healthcare, whatever, for the money. And when they're going in the business for the money, so many times they're missing the most important thing to build the business, and that really is relationships. In other words, if your goal is to help others with their health, with their wealth, and just in general be successful, you're going to be successful. And so I think that's the reason that relationships are so important. But you know what? It goes beyond relationships. Like, you have to form relationships. You have to make friends in order to build any business. And I don't care what it is. I mean, we've had businesses from retail stores all the way to, as we were talking about earlier, the horse industry with a ranch with horses on it being very successful to network marketing. But with all of it, people don't care how much you know. You've heard the cliche, they care how much you care. And so it's not enough to just make friends. It's more important to make friends and then care about them, their situation. And when people sense that you genuinely are interested in their success, it just creates your success.
And that's exactly what we talk about. And one of the things that I know that I often run up against with people that we work with is that if it doesn't give instant results, that they view it as it's not a successful process or a successful strategy, whereas probably more in building relationships to grow your business than anything else, you have to be patient. People aren't going to trust you because of one meeting or because of one interaction or because of one thing. It's like you say, it's something that, you know, takes time. Everyone's different in how long it takes for them to trust you and, you know, kind of take you into their inner circle and be the one that they, you know, you're the one that they want to do business with. And I know that that's something that's a big challenge for people. And I think today, more than ever, because we're kind of in this instant gratification kind of world, you know, everything's instant, whether it's our information or everything else. You know, talk a little bit about that, about how important it is, you know, to be patient, even in today's world where we're so used to having everything right away.
Well, I think you really nailed it in your explanation, because the truth of the matter is Rome wasn't built in a day. It just wasn't. In fact, there's an industry quote out there that says, and let's relate it to network marketing. Network is building relationships. That it's no secret that I'm successful because I showed the information to 300 people. Okay, excuse me, 1,200 people, but 300 people just absolutely just didn't even pay any attention to. And 300 people did pay attention, but out of the 300 people, only 85 people did anything. And then from the 85 people that did something, only 35 people were serious about what they were doing. And out of the 35, 11 people made me a millionaire. And I think that kind of really explains it, because you're exactly right. People will go into an industry, and we'll use network marketing as the example, and, you know, they'll be all hyped up, and I'm going to get rich, and I'll be a millionaire next week. It just simply doesn't work like that. I never, ever tell people anything close to that, because it's not true. The truth of the matter is that you have to, what's another expression, kiss a lot of frogs. I mean, you have to really do work. It's work. And you have to wake up every day, and you have to decide to do something in your business. And building a business is long term. It doesn't happen overnight. It just doesn't. I don't care what the business is. Yes, there are one-hit wonders. That is true. But they are so far and few in between that people really do have to understand it really is about doing something every day in your business and having a long-term goal to get there.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you know, I was did some training with you and some people that you even train with, and you know, a couple of the things that always really resonated and stuck with me, and I even teach people with now, you know, is you can't be discouraged if the person that you meet with, whether, you know, we teach to meet with a lot of politicians and important people in a community, you know, if someone doesn't respond to you, that's okay. You know, for every no, you're getting closer to a yes, and you can't get discouraged, and you have to just keep moving on. And I think that that's a big obstacle for people, is they take it too personally instead of realizing that could just be a bad day for that person. Move on to the next one, because you're going to find that person. If you stop, you know, at the first person that doesn't respond in the way you expected them to, then, you know, you never find a person. So actually, one of my favorite lines that I teach people is, and Terry will laugh at this, if you don't ask, they can't say yes. So you can't assume that people know that you're there to help, or you want to serve, or you have a product or a service or something that could benefit your community, if you don't go out there and let people know about it. So I think that that's a challenge for a lot of people. Some people are a little more thick-skinned than others, but I always tell people the more you do it, the more thick-skinned you get also. So what do you think three roadblocks are that most professionals face that keeps them from getting the success that they ultimately want to achieve? And then what do you think the three things are that they should do to remove those roadblocks?
That's an interesting question, roadblocks. Well, one would be exactly what you said. They expect instant success. And so I think with everything, it's a learning curve. You have to constantly educate yourself. So I think education could be one of the roadblocks. I've learned this stuff, and everybody in the world should be interested in what I'm interested in. I used to say in natural health when I first got involved with it that I was a born-again natural health person, and I wanted everybody at that moment to think what I was thinking. But one of the biggest eye-openers for me, or cliches, was not everybody's window is open at that moment. You know, you've heard about, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And it really boils down to not everybody that you talk to about your product or your business is ready to hear it at that moment. But no means not now. And you need to know when to hear that no and when to wait and reintroduce it at another time. So I think that's one of the biggest things. I see that in every everyday life with every situation. People instinctively trying to demand for you to stop and pay attention to what they're paying attention to. So I think that's a problem. And I think they need to rethink it and realize that if a person is interested, you throw out a question, they throw out an answer. If they don't volley back to you, they're not interested. I know my daughter at one point in time, she is very, very good at reading people. I mean, she just is. She's wonderful at it. So she wanted to win a contest one time selling a product, and she called it a stick and move. She says, oh my gosh, I'm in a contest. I'd like you to try my product. I was able to quit smoking with it. My mom lost weight. It makes you pretty. You want to try it? And people were shocked over the fact that she had 53 people try it. Now, it doesn't mean she talked to only 53 people. She talked to hundreds of people in a short period of time because she was doing what she called a stick and move. If they kind of went, huh, she knew they weren't interested. If they said, well, what is it? She knew they were. And that is how she approached it. And she was able to sift through people saying, hey, I want you to join me. Hey, I want you to join me. Her closing statement was her first statement. And I think that, again, it breaks through all the barriers. If a person's window is open, if they are ready for your information, you don't have to work real hard at it. You only have to bring out the information and see if a person is interested.
Well, I think we often call that pre-qualifying.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
And, no matter what you're in. But how do you know that, and this is something I think, either people that are newer in business often face, or maybe people that haven't achieved the level of success they want, how do you know if their window isn't open or you're just not saying it right? And, because there are some people that just have to kind of perfect what they do or what they say or learn what not to say sometimes more than anything else. So, how do you know when they're really not interested or you're not delivering it right?
Well, that's a good question. And I don't know that I actually have the answer to that. I know for myself that practice makes perfect. And one time, because one of the things that I do is, first of all, I do everything that successful people do. In fact, successful people are willing to do what unsuccessful people won't do. So when I hear of an idea, I do it. I do any of them. I'm not too good for it. One example would be I went to a management class when I owned Salon and Day Spas. And I had a salon in a very high-end location, a lot of visibility and so forth. But when I had new hairdressers in that salon, they had a hard time getting started for the very reason you're talking about. They didn't know how to market themselves, how to get out there and so forth. And I was trying to figure out how to help them. So I go to this management class, and there was a very high-end salon in New York. And they were explaining that they built their business by purchasing a gorilla outfit, you know, like a gorilla costume. And they had a big sign that says, "I need a haircut, how about you?" Now, everybody in the class, or many people in the class, were mumbling, like, "I would never do that, I'm way too cool for that," okay? But, I mean, this was a successful salon. So I went right straight back to Florida to my salon, and I went in and I presented to my staff that we were going to try this, and got the same reaction. You know, "Oh my gosh, we are way too cool to do this. We are a high-end salon, blah, blah, blah." But I rented the monkey costume, and I put someone out front, and in 1 hour, we had 11 new customers. Now, in your mind, you think, who's going to stop and get a haircut because you see a gorilla on the street with, you know, needing a haircut? But the reality was, is this was a successful salon. So in answer to your question, my answer would always be to a person, well, don't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results. Go learn something new and try that.
Well, I think that that's one of the things that makes you a great coach and a great business mentor. And I always say, you know, great coaches, one of the reasons why they're so great is because they're so coachable. And I think that that kind of speaks to that. And I see Dr. Allen unmuted himself, which means he would like to jump in here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a couple of questions about what you said. And that is, I always wonder, because I see this happen time and time again. I see this happen with companies that trade on the stock exchange. I see how the price of their stock is changed and affected when they bring a new CEO on. And then when I introduced you, the thing I said is that you were hired by the pharmaceutical company that was losing $250,000 a month, and in 90 days you were able to turn that company around. Is the key to turning a company around, is that key the same thing, obviously this that was a small example, as putting on the gorilla costume? In other words, stepping back from the outside and saying, "Hey, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, you're not doing this. I am willing to do it," and they already think, well, maybe we're too cool, we're too sophisticated, and you make them do it, and all of a sudden that's the key to turning their business around?
Exactly. If the system you have is not working, you need a new system. And if you don't have an idea of a new system, then you need to find someone that's successful, do what they do, and get what they got. So, yes, in answer, it's all relevant to the same concept. Change what you're doing if what you're doing isn't working over and over and over again.
And do you have that advantage from the outside? Some people, you know, you would think, and I've done this with companies where I've also come in and helped them, whether it be with their marketing, whatever it is, and sometimes what is so obvious to you is so far, they can't see the forest from the trees. They just don't see that's the piece that's missing. And that's where you come in. And it's like that show on television called The Prophet. It's, you know, this guy invests his money so he has skin in the game. And he literally sees things that are so obvious when he's telling you what they are, and yet the people in the company can't see those things.
Right, exactly. And a lot of times, especially in a company, you've got people in the ivory tower that are not, you know, on the ground, hands-on, knowing what, you know, what's going on. And they may have hired the wrong person. And if after a period of time that's not working, then it's time to bring in some new, fresh ideas and let's try something different. So, yeah.
Yeah. And one last question, if Randy doesn't mind if I jump in here. And that is, since we talk so much about relationships, how much of the challenges in building a successful company, how much of the challenges of turning around the company to make them successful is, do you see that the relationships between the working people is really where the problem also lies?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. And with relationships, you know, there's one more little key factor that people need to understand, and that is the wealth is in the follow-up. You have to follow up with people.
Oh, you just said Dr. Allen's favorite words.
Well, it's so true because, you know, you might bring in, you might be really skilled at talking to people. You might be skilled at saying the right thing. And in the case of network marketing, you might be skilled at bringing the people in initially. But the wealth is really in following up with them. And it goes back to really caring about building a business and building that relationship. And that relationship gets built by checking back with them and seeing if what it was that you introduced to them is working for them, if it's helping them, what results they're getting, because they are the ones that have the referral business that you so desperately need to expand your business. And so you want to follow up with them. And in the case of even like the pharmacy, you know, following up with the practices that refer the prescriptions. You know, if they feel like that you are really taking care of their practice and cutting their work, then they're more likely to send more prescriptions your way. So it's the same in any industry. The relationship is critical, the system that you use is critical, and the follow-up is beyond words where the wealth is.
Well, we have Richard in the room with us. Dr. Allen, I'm going to unmute him and see if we can hear him, even though we can't seem to see him. Or he has to unmute himself. So, Richard,
he has to unmute himself. Yep.
If you want to unmute yourself, you don't have a mic. Okay. So, Richard, why don't you type your question in our chat box, and we'll make sure to have Terry address that for you.
While he's typing that, I'm gonna talk about follow up for a second, also, Terry.
No,
very short though. Very short. But this is an interesting story because I think what you said is so true and so relevant in every aspect of your life. And I think of my wife and I just celebrated our 31st anniversary. And I could tell you, if it wasn't for her follow-up, we wouldn't even be together. You know, we went out on a date, and she just pursued and followed up and did it in such a nice way that I said, wow, this person is really somebody special. So in personal relationships and business relationships, follow-up, I truly believe, is the key to the whole game.
Yeah, I agree with you totally.
And Richard doesn't have a question either. So let's see, Richard, that's 3 for 3. No mic, no camera, no question.
He just wanted to hang with us on the inside today.
That's fantastic.
Great stuff.
I just want to kind of, bring it full circle and see if I'm going to kind of sum up some of the important points that you point out. I think that some of the things that Terry talked about, and this is me paraphrasing what she said a little bit, is, that everybody needs someone to mentor or someone to follow that's successful. Take what they do and implement it. As she said, don't be too cool or don't think that you're, too high-end or you're in, too affluent a community to do anything, even as have a monkey stand outside your shop and say, do you need a haircut like me? That would have definitely stopped me if I was walking down the street, for sure. Understanding if what you're doing isn't working, then you need to do something different. And don't be afraid of, and this is probably my biggest thing that I talk about that she shared is, don't be afraid of the people that say no. They might not just be ready for what you're saying. It doesn't mean that you're necessarily wrong, but you just, keep moving on, and it's a numbers game. That's definitely something that doing any kind of multi-level marketing teaches you, that it thickens your skin, and, you just kind of move on, to the next person, and that's so important. All these little things, and building relationships, and that's the thing that Terry really resonated with me and really drove home, is that you have to build relationships. You can't have any lasting business or long-term patients, clients, customers, whatever they are, where people are going to keep coming back to you. They might come once, but they're not going to keep coming back, and they're not going to refer people, and they're not going to entrust their family and friends to you if you don't seem like you care. And that's so important, and it makes the whole business model really flow so much easier. And I think that that's so important, and sometimes we get a little wrapped up in just, what's that expression? You're so busy working on your business, you're not working in your business, or something like that, that you get so wrapped up in the day-to-days and everything you have to do, and you have to manage this, and you have to manage that you forget about you know, the people that make your business, and that's your patients, customers, clients, whatever they are. You know, you got to, for lack of a better term, you got to show them the love, and you got to do it sincerely. And I think, you know, Terry, I want to come back to you on that. You know, I think if it, unless you're a really good actor, if it's not sincere, you know, people might respond to it one time thinking, oh, that person's so nice and they're so interested. But if it's not genuine, that's going to come through in a short period of time. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know so many times people call me from all over the world with my company, Via Viente, and they're always surprised that I answer the phone, you know, because they know I'm the top leader. So they're surprised. And I'm always like, why would you be surprised? Of course I'll answer the phone. Of course I answer your email. If I get a new person involved or anybody that talks to me, I'm always like, listen, everybody thinks I'm so busy that I don't have time for them. And I want you to know, stalk me, because I will always have time. If you send me an email or you call me and you haven't heard from me in 2 hours, call me back. Yes, I get hundreds of emails. Call me back or email me again, because I'm not ignoring you. They can get lost in the shuffle. And it surprises people, but I mean, I really mean it. You do have to mean it. You're absolutely right. You have to really care to talk to people and to help people and to get the answers for them that they need.
Yeah, and I think that's a great place for us to sum up. And not something that all of you haven't heard many, many times, but you know, it's not just about, you know, having your head in the game and working hard and all these things. You got to have your heart in the game. And that's something that's so important. And again, I think sometimes, especially those of us who've been around a long time, every now and then we need to be reminded of that. So I'm thankful for Terry being here with us today. Terry is such a superstar. If all of you had the opportunity to know her, and I encourage anyone, we're going to give her information where you can reach out for her. Like I said, you know, her and her family have multiple businesses. They're a very unique family. They actually work really well together, really successfully. They go in and do projects together in companies. They build companies together. She's got one of the first fast food, healthy, green restaurant chains that's building in Orlando, Florida. You can look for it in a town near you, I'm sure, sometime in the future. And just very unique individual, and I'm very happy to call her my friend and that she took the time to be here with us today. So Terry, we're going to give you what we call our last word before we turn it over to Dr. Allen to close us out.
Well, I just appreciate being invited on the call, and that was really sweet. Thank you. And the only reason, because people tell me all the time, I'm so lucky that my family is so close. I'm not lucky. I had the same annoying children to raise as everyone else out there has. But I stayed the course. I had a long-term goal, and my children and my grandchildren, we all do work very well together, but it is all about relationships. And so with that, thank you so much. It was really nice meeting you, Doctor, and you, Randy, seeing you again is lovely. So thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being here. And Dr. Allen, I'm going to throw it to you to close us out for this week.
Well, fantastic. That was really great, Terry. And I think the thing that sticks in my mind the most is you started with 1,200, it went to 300 to 85, then 35, but 11 people made you a millionaire. And I think that's the problem. The problem, everyone thinks that everyone's going to be it, and they don't stick through it and really filter those people out and work with those who really want to work. So just terrific information. Today's show was brought to you by, let me switch my slide here. Here we go. Epic Consulting, making sure your electronic presence is all it needs to be. Community Wellness Day, every great opportunity begins with the first step. Take that step with Community Wellness Day. The System, the official marketing program for healthcare professionals everywhere. And the VIP app, the only application that allows you to bring these live hangouts to all the people that are following you, that have you in their circles. I won't mention anything about anyone wanting to lick our app. On behalf of myself, Dr. Allen Weinstein, my co-host, Dr. Randy Ross, and Dr. Terry Tomlinson, who did an amazing job, we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
See you next week, everyone.
Bye-bye.